Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Global insurer Allianz Commercial recently released its annual Cyber Risk Outlook, which analyzes cyber insurance claims and risk trends globally. The report shows that the frequency and value of large cyber insurance claims are up 14% and 17% year-on-year in the first half of 2024. What factors are behind this increase? Well, here to discuss that is Teresa Stevens, Regional Head of Cyber, Tech and Media, North America at Allianz Commercial. Teresa, so glad you could join us today.
So glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Teresa, can you explain how cyber criminals are exploiting businesses growing interconnectivity to steal their data?
Sure thing. So more and more businesses are relying on third-party software suppliers, which one increases the attack surface. But also cloud data environments are popular targets of cyber attacks because they're just huge repositories of data. And we've spent the past few years sort of talking about ransomware incidents and the related claims. I think that's really dominated the conversation around cyber events. And while we're still seeing ransomware events, this year there has been an increase in data and privacy related events. The growing significance of data breach losses, it really comes down to two trends. One is the shift toward cyber criminals going after personal data. And two is a rise in sort of these non-attack related data privacy class action events.
So how does AI factor into preventing or perhaps increasing data privacy breaches?
So AI is becoming an essential tool in the fight against cyber attacks. It can aid in threat detection. It can help organizations identify weaknesses. It can automate sort of the repetitive security tasks and better detect kind of anomalous behavior, things that you wouldn't expect to be occurring in your network. And then if there is an event, it can actually automatically isolate some systems and databases, you know, when there is that breach. It also kind of has the potential to significantly reduce the cost and the life cycle of a data breach claim by sort of automating and speeding up those tasks like forensics and notification. But that said, at the same time, you know, AI is having that same expedition effect on the threat actor side. So they can now carry out more sophisticated attacks more quickly and effectively, and whether that's generating enhanced malware or more effective social engineering attacks, you know, phishing, vishing, deep fakes. It kind of seems like the future of IT security is tied to AI, as organizations are going to need that firepower to combat the kinds of tools that threat actors are deploying against them.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So you're at the epicenter of this, Teresa. I don't need to tell you that many data breaches are the result of weak cybersecurity within organizations or their supply chains. So what then should companies be doing to improve their cyber hygiene?
Data breach risks are best mitigated through good cyber hygiene. You know, has the organization dusted off their incident response plan in a while and updated it? Have they undergone a breach and attack simulation exercise? How invested are they in early response and detection capabilities and overall crisis management? You know, many companies still need to improve oversight of cybersecurity and their supply chains. 2024 has been a year of software supplier attacks and failures. And, you know, organizations need to be aware, you know, what are our critical dependencies? You know, do they vet those vendors' security and ensure that their risk management procedures align with their own? You know, and most importantly, do they know how they're going to continue to operate their business in that unfortunate scenario that their suppliers are attacked or they suffer some other incident that causes downtime? You know, that's where these simulation exercises really come in handy to make sure all the key individuals within an organization who need to be activated to engage in that business continuity or recovery process are ready to go when something goes wrong. It's just like going through a fire drill. You know, companies have to make sure everybody knows what to do in an emergency.
Are insurers working with their clients to mitigate risks from cyber incidents?
I am glad you asked, John. Your cyber insurance partners are here to help. We have relationships with leading legal counsel, forensics firms, technology providers, risk consultants, you know, folks that just run the gamut who can help companies assess their exposure, prepare for a cyber event, and mitigate losses resulting from a cyber event. You know, there's a lot coming at companies these days on the cyber front, you know, from this increasing activity from threat actors in certain industries, just the evolution of technology, the changes in consumer privacy laws and all these data privacy regulations. And, you know, insurance carriers like Allianz have a multitude of information and resources to share with our customers, which we do with publications like our cyber risk report, among others. But I'd encourage companies to view their cyber carrier as their partner in cyber risk mitigation. They really shouldn't feel like they're in it alone.
Keeps you on your toes, doesn't it?
It definitely does. Never boring.
Teresa, so glad you could join us today.
Thanks again. Thanks for having me.
That's Teresa Stevens, Regional Head of Cyber, Tech and Media, North America at Allianz Commercial. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.